Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, 1010 Winds has been checking in throughout the pandemic with Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, and our Glenn Shuck has an update.
On this last day of July, currently four coronavirus patients here at Holy Name. They have not seen any spike the last couple of weeks, but as they prepare for a possible surge, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett tells me they want to avoid one of the issues they had when they were the first hot spot of the crisis in March. And that would be staffing.
So we are very concerned for another wave, that we could be in the same situation where staffing is a real problem. We've actually started to work with a company that's a not-for-profit, really doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're called ConnectedCOVID.com. And we were the first hospital to sign up with them. And essentially, it's a match.com for hospitals and providers who want to help if there's another surge.
Now, how does it work?
Physicians, nurses, techs put their names in. Hospitals do the same. And it essentially acts as a meeting place for hospitals that may need help if there's another surge.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Teaneck.